A Welcome Warmth, written by the Shiny Lizard and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is part 3 of the Gold Leader series. Summary. After everything, Obi-Wan finds someone unexpected waiting for him. "What do I do now, Master?" Obi-Wan asked, staring up at the pale blue sky. The twin suns of Tatooine beat down upon him. His connection to the Living Force had never been as strong as his master's. Master Qui-Gon had a deep, personal link to the Living Force. He'd lived utterly in the present. Obi-Wan had strived for the same relationship, but he had found his strengths lay more in the Unifying Force. He felt connected to time itself, and seeing every living being as a part of the Force. In the moment, though, it made it harder to follow the Living Force as the Unifying Force seemed to blanket everything. Obi-Wan sighed and patted his Yopi on the back. They would find a place for shelter. For a moment, he thought fondly of Reva and wished her well. She had a troubling childhood, but he felt that she was on a better path now. She would find her way. He had every confidence in her. His former Padawan was dead. An angry, bitter machine replaced him, and he barely recognized him. He had no doubt that they would cross paths again someday. A rocky, red gorge lay ahead, breaking the blue sky and the yellow sand. The Force called him there, beckoning him closer. A lone figure in tan cloth stood to the side. Their signature in the Force was one Obi-Wan hadn't seen in over a decade. He had spent years around it and had found the sunny light of it a welcome comfort during their travels. Obi-Wan was like a tree, turning to the light. Even on Tatooine with its dual suns, that Force signature was still warm and soothing. The two of them had spent so many long hours together, going over paperwork and eventually building a peaceful camaraderie. It couldn't be him. Obi-Wan couldn't allow himself to get his hopes up. As he neared, the figure turned and faced him. The movement was slow, and even though the man had a hood, Obi-Wan caught the flash of a curling scar around the man's left eye and cheek. "Cody." "General," a familiar voice said. Amber eyes stared up at him, and Obi-Wan's breath caught in his throat. His mind struggled to find some sassy remark, something to cut through the years. Instead, all that came out was one word. "Commander." It was like the past 10 years hadn't happened, and they were checking in with each other once more. Obi-Wan pulled to a stop and sat astride his Yopi, staring down at the man he was certain wasn't a hallucination. "The Senator sent me," Cody stated, calm as always. He had been an unwavering presence in all the chaos of war. "Bail? And why would he do that?" Obi-Wan asked, brow arching and lips twitching at the corners. "Sir, with all due respect," which Obi-Wan knew meant that Cody was about to speak the undeniable, honest truth. "You look like Bantha shit." "And you're saying this with the utmost respect, of course," Obi-Wan said, full on smiling now. "Of course, sir, I wouldn't dare disrespect you," Cody said. "No, I could always trust you to be honest with me," Obi-Wan said, smile fading. "Cody, we're not at war anymore. There's no need to stand on ceremony or call me general or sir." Cody's expression hardened, and even in the Force, Obi-Wan could feel a bright flare of determination. "I respectfully disagree, sir. I was made for the Republic, and I still fight for that Republic." There was a sharp glint in Cody's amber eyes. Something had happened, and Obi-Wan didn't know if he would ever find out, but something had turned Cody. "And you're here to help a tired old man?" Obi-Wan asked, leaning forward. Cody's gaze swept over him, and Obi-Wan quirked his brow in amusement. "I don't know about old, sir, but you look like you could use some shut-eye." "I believe Bones would try to pull rank on us," Obi-Wan grinned. Cody smiled too. He would, sir, and he asked me to make sure you eat more than tea for breakfast. Bones was still around, too. Obi-Wan's heart clenched in his chest. He missed his men, all of them. He wouldn't ask what happened those 10 years ago and why they fired upon him. He had felt them all go cold in the Force before they shot at him. Well, I would hate to upset him, Obi-Wan said, shaking his head and savoring his joy before releasing the wonderful feeling into the Force. Where to, sir? Cody asked, glancing at the gaping gorge. I thought I might follow the Force, Obi-Wan said with a shrug. Cody's lips pressed together in a thin line, and he took a deep breath. Right, sir, Cody sighed. He turned towards the gorge. Would you like to ride with me? I'm sure it's more pleasant than walking, Obi-Wan asked. Cody looked at the gorge, and then at Obi-Wan, and then back at the gorge. If you're offering. I am, Obi-Wan said. He urged his Yopi to the ground and sat forward, letting Cody climb on behind him. Cody slid his arms around Obi-Wan's waist and held on while the Yopi stood and began to walk. He kept a small distance between them, not pressing fully against Obi-Wan's back. There was still tension there, the distance of time and the heavy weight of their last interaction. Cody's fingers dug into his sides and warmth coursed through him. It had been a long time since anyone had touched him. Obi-Wan swallowed back the anxiety that came from Cody's touch. Sir, Cody said, tension curling tight around him. I'm sorry for firing upon you. Cody, Sir, please let me finish. Obi-Wan nodded and waved for Cody to continue. The Emperor, Cody nearly spat the word with vehement hatred, had installed chips in us. When he gave a specific order, it overrode everything. I couldn't stop it. No one could. Bly even killed Ayla. Sadness filled the Force. Bly and Ayla's romance had been well known among the Order. The Council had investigated and found that the pair were working well and were not letting their feelings interfere with the operations of their unit, and the Council allowed the pair to continue working together. A few of the Masters had placed bets on how long until they heard news of Ayla being pregnant. Obi-Wan had always wished the two well. Fives found out about them and had tried to warn us. Cody shook his head. Rex managed to tell Ahsoka, and she removed his. After that, they went and helped those they could. They found me about a month later. We've been working for the Republic ever since. Chips? That made so much sense. They'd overridden his men, and the chill in the Force was the chips. His men would never have fired upon him. Obi-Wan's breath caught in his throat, and he had to swallow back tears. His men hadn't betrayed him. They had been controlled and forced to do what Sith's bidding. Sir, Cody said, can I show you? You don't need to, Cody. I believe you. Obi-Wan waved him off. Sir, I want to show you. I want you to know it's gone, Cody said, his voice strong and firm. Obi-Wan took a deep breath and leaned against Cody's strength. If that's what you want. One of Cody's hands slid down Obi-Wan's arm. The light, tentative touch sent a shiver down Obi-Wan's spine. Cody's fingers wrapped around Obi-Wan's wrist and gently tugged. Obi-Wan let him pull his hand back, and Obi-Wan shifted in his seat and followed. He turned and let out a small gasp when he realized how close Cody was, his face only inches away. Cody brought Obi-Wan's fingers to his right temple, and he pressed them down. There was a small ridge there. Obi-Wan squinted at it and saw a faint 2-inch scar. They removed it, Cody said, eyes shining. I'm no longer a danger to you or any other Jedi. Obi-Wan twisted further in his seat and faced Cody as best he could. He laced his fingers with Cody's and squeezed, trying to keep his tears back. I never considered you a danger, Cody. He had wondered what had happened, but part of him had known that it wasn't Cody who had fired upon him. Sir, I... Obi-Wan put a finger against Cody's lips and stopped him. Cody's brows furrowed together adorably. I could feel you, and then, one moment, you weren't there, and the Force was cold. It wasn't you. You were never a danger to me. Obi-Wan pulled his finger back. Yes, sir. Cody nodded solemnly. The walls of the gorge surrounded them. Every so often, a shadow covered them, offering a brief respite from the two suns. but their focus was on each other. It had been a decade since they had seen one another. "Sir, do you have any idea where we're going?" Cody asked, a hint of a teasing tone after their serious conversation. "I told you, I'm following the Force," Obi-Wan said, turning back to the front. "Dikut Jaiti," Cody said. Obi-Wan could practically feel him rolling his eyes. "Cody," Obi-Wan said, turning once more to face him. "Yes, sir," he asked, head tilted to the side. "I'm glad to have you at my side again," Obi-Wan said, giving him his best warm smile. "Thank you, sir. It's good to be back," Cody said, returning the smile. Obi-Wan faced the front once more, feeling lighter than ever. He had no idea where they were going, but with Cody at his side, they could handle anything. Cody's chest pressed against Obi-Wan's back, and he laid his chin on Obi-Wan's shoulder. A long-buried heat stirred inside him. He had suppressed it during the war. They never had time to explore anything between them. Perhaps they had the time now. The end.